You'll be like a Z-list celebrity, just like us.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And coming to you from parts unknown, I'm Mark Whitman.
Hey, as you can tell, we're doing this show a little bit differently. We are doing this over the phone. Just the last probably 6 weeks recording the show have been very, very hectic, as most of you know. Both of my daughters were in a jet ski accident that required surgery and a hospital stay, and now we're into physical therapy, and my son broke his wrist, and so it's been a crazy month. So getting Mark and our schedule together to put on the best show possible has been pretty pretty hard. But we had a special message for you, Mark. Our last week's episode, we did this. We did the rant about everything we don't like about wrestling today. How are you feeling after that rant?
Well, I feel great, man. why would I feel bad about it?
No, I'm just saying. There's
some stuff I wish I'd have said.
Right. Oh, had I listened to the Jim Ross interview with Vince Russo before we did that show? Woo, pyro ballyhoo. Boy, that guy, oh my goodness. But I am glad we got a lot of stuff off our chest. And for Mark and I, that episode kind of marked the end of a chapter of the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Because what I mean by that is if you've listened to our early episodes, we had not seen each other in years. We went out to lunch. We talked wrestling the whole time. We said, let's do a podcast. Just what we did, talking about wrestling. So that's what we did. We started a wrestling podcast about the wrestling we grew up with. What's happening is a lot of the things that we want to talk about, and I think there'll always be room for us to talk about whatever we want to talk about in wrestling.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
But as other wrestlers and other wrestling personalities have gotten their own podcasts, and with the continued proliferation of shoot interviews, a lot of the things Mark and I talk about, these guys are giving you the firsthand account of it.
Right.
I think it's still awesome. It's still great for fans, especially, you know, Mark and I, to share how, you know, how angles made us feel, how wrestlers made us feel, how we would have booked things differently, the what ifs.
Oh, yeah, we're always going to do that.
Yes.
It's always going to be part of what we do.
I'm so proud of our little podcast. We crossed 4,000 total downloads this week, which in the world of podcasts, hey, we're not setting the world on fire, but hey, we're beating the odds. Two guys from Pendleton.
They passed 2,000 likes on Facebook.
Yes. I mean, so we're growing, and we have definitely found a niche. We're talking about stuff that people want to hear about. And the rant, especially, what we have discovered is that there is a gap in wrestling. People, whether you grew up in the 80s, the 90s, or the 2000s, there's something about the wrestling you grew up with that's missing now. We discussed all that, most of it, in the rant. And we never want our show to be just about the current product.
No, I mean, I'm not interested at all in doing a Raw recap show, because there's 1,000 other guys doing that. And, you know, that doesn't work in the formula of what we do anyway.
No, and I think, if you're listening to this and you watch Monday Night Raw and you know it's bad, like you know it's terrible, why would you listen to a podcast to hear people just affirm the fact to you that it was terrible?
Right, yeah.
I don't necessarily understand that.
Well, and that's I've been reading through I subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Torch. And I'm just going to cancel it this week because Raw's, and it's because it's turned into it's just a Raw recap magazine. is essentially what it is, with a couple of other little stories. And I'm a big fan of Bruce Mitchell's, and I like what he does. But the rest of the whole, the rest of the newsletter is just raw stuff. And right. if raw is not good, I don't want to read about how bad it was. I don't even, I'm not even watching it right now. Why would I want to read somebody talk about how bad it is?
Now, can I say something? Like, for some reason, when TNA is doing really bad, I do like reading about that. I don't know why. I'm just morbid in that way.
Right.
So, one thing...
Yeah, I mean, I still read about what happens on Raw.
Right.
There's no reason for me to pay a VIP premium to read.
Yes. Yeah, we're not talking about... I always read the Raw results.
Yeah.
And that takes about 3 minutes. Because I'm a genius speed reader. But I don't need to... I don't need you to tell me what was wrong with segment four. Okay? I can tell just from reading with the results what was wrong with segment four.
Yeah, had a buddy.
So, here's the... had a buddy. So, we would like you to think of our rant episode as the end of season one for our show.
Right.
That everything we did from February to last week was just this build, and we just got things out of our system. Because
and we learned how to do this.
Yes. Yes.
That was a big part of it, was the learning part. How do you do a podcast? You know, both of us wanted to learn.
Right. And there's able to do that. And there's been a couple of times I'm gonna admit that we're not perfect, Mark. There's been a couple of times we have recorded episodes that we have not released.
What do you mean we?
Hey, you were in the room, buddy. But there's been a couple of times we recorded episodes that we weren't satisfied with.
Right.
That we didn't feel we could have put it out there easily, but it just didn't have that flow. It didn't have the passion. It didn't have that humor that we feel, not even that our fans deserve, that we
It was a Randy Orton match.
Yes.
Those episodes were Randy Orton matches. We went through the motions.
Right. We did all the spots.
But at our level, the way we like to put it out there, nobody's ever going to hear that Ric Flair sing episode.
Right. Right. Now, now they may find that episode and put it in a wrestling history time box, because I think factually that was a great episode we recorded.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's all we need to say about that. So moving forward, okay, as we start what we're looking at season two, this is what I'm excited about. I'm excited about, and I haven't even discussed this with Mark, okay? I just read over the weekend, I read Brock Lesnar's book. I think it came out 2011. Pretty interesting book. Very, very easy read. He's very honest. He says, I don't have a lot of wrestling stories because I was drinking so much and on so many painkillers. I don't remember much of my wrestling run. So many people are complaining about Brock Lesnar's run now. Well, when Brock Lesnar was first in WWF, I wasn't watching wrestling at the time. So I've taken the network. I'm going back. My goal is to watch all of his pay-per-view matches in that first two-year run he had. I saw his WrestleMania matches and a few others. But to go and watch his progression as a wrestler and a character, just as a wrestling fan, okay? Again, that's not the wrestling I grew up with, but that's the wrestling I'm educating myself about. So I think as we're moving forward, Mark, our goal is, and we said it in the rant, we want to continue to talk about the wrestling we grew up with. We don't want to rehash everything that's already been said. I mean, we did the episode on Starrcade, and we've talked a lot about Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard. But Magnum T.A. and Tully Blanchard have said all that needs to be said about that night in that match.
Exactly. And we've added a little bit to it, as have everybody else.
And right. And I think what we
and I think that's what you and I had said to each other. We can't keep talking about the same thing over and over again because right. it'll just get stale.
So what we're looking for is we are looking for wrestling. It's not, we're not finding what we're looking for. We're looking into Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Chikara, all these other wrestling promotions. And for me, I want to go back to the beginning. Mark's really good at finding the good matches, but I want to find the angles. Like, what were the really right. good angles? Ring of Honor had some amazing angles in their early they had some amazing factions in their early days. So as the show moves forward, that's what I would look for.
You mentioned Chikara, because you and I talked the other day, and I'll tell everybody here. Basically, when I decided I'm not watching Raw anymore because it's not good anymore, that doesn't mean I'm never watching Raw again.
Right.
First of all, as soon as it turns around, we start getting into WrestleMania season, there's no doubt I'll start watching it again. But I have wiped the slate clean for everything, for all promotions, for all the wrestlers, for everybody around the world. I wiped the slate clean and got rid of all my preconceived notions about what some promotion was or wasn't, or what a wrestler was or wasn't. And I'm glad I did, because I've been turned on to Kevin Steen and got a couple of his DVDs. And you talk about good Ring of Honor angles, man. The whole deal where he turns heel on El Generico, and this just epic feud that they had that raged on and on and on. I mean, I'm just a big fan of that guy, so I'm glad I wiped that slate clean. But I gotta tell you, you mentioned Chikara, so I tried to give them their day in court a day or two ago. So I just go to YouTube and I search for Chikara Pro and just start watching videos, and there may be some good wrestling going on. Let me say that. But the only thing they're putting out there is the silliness. So they're the first ones off the list that I got to say I was right about. With my preconceived notion. Because right. What I did find out was that Cesaro got started there. Apparently he went through one of their training camps, and that's where he kind of got his start, was in Chikara. So at least they gave the wrestling world that. They do try to do a kid-friendly, family-friendly atmosphere and show, and incorporate a little comedy. And that's fine. If that's what you're into, it's not what I'm into. But I'm going to try not to knock them so hard anymore and call people who like them idiots and stuff like that. You know, I'm going to shoot for that being a goal. But Chikara's off the list. I think they're exactly what I said they were. But I just wanted to throw that out there to you.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, they feel a certain niche. Here's the thing about Chikara. They're not your thing, but they're not copying everybody else, right?
True. I mean, what they're doing is, and they say it on their website, we're performance artists.
Yeah.
So they're upfront about that on their website, what they are. They're performance artists, and they're putting on a performance. And a lot of that is, to me, perceived as making fun of professional wrestling conventions. And by conventions, I don't mean when everybody gets together and you know, talks about one subject. You know what I mean. But part of their deal. I don't know. It just ain't for me, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not the wrestling you grew up with.
No. I grew up with the Horsemen beating Dusty Rhodes up in a parking lot. So I kind of tend to like that.
Please don't take what we're saying as, you know, our heart's not into the show anymore. But no, our heart is more, it's just the opposite. We're more into the show. We're more into wrestling.
We just don't want to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, because honestly, that's why I don't like WWE right now.
Right, right.
Doing the same thing over and over and over again. We don't want to do that. We want to try to always be reinventing ourselves.
Right, right. I think just like the great wrestlers kind of reinvented themselves, I think we have definitely gotten a good feel for each other and how we, our personalities and how we do a show. I don't think we're changing any of that. I think, if anything, we're not going to have less to talk about. We're going to have more to talk about.
Right. Because we want to try to say, okay, Chikara is not for me because it's not what I grew up on. But I want to tell you about Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, which if you were a fan of something like ECW, you probably would like Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. So I want to go out and find that kind of stuff and tell people, okay, you like this. Maybe you should check out that.
Yeah.
Just bring their, put their eyes on something that they may not even know is out there.
Yeah.
I mean, pro wrestling's not dead.
No. Like,
it's just,
yeah.
It's never going to be what it was. It's never going to be this big, a show every night in 50 towns across the country making money. That part of it is dead. It's never going to be that again. But there are still good companies and talent out there putting on good shows that people are enjoying and some good in-ring action.
Yeah. And I think what my hope is that no matter where you listen to our show in the world, and we are a worldwide show. I mean, the statistics show it.
Yeah.
Wherever you listen to our show in the world, we want to help you find local wrestling. I'm trying to have conversations with some guys in the Carolinas and just say, I didn't even say this to you, Mark. You know, I'm not a wrestling promoter, but I want to promote wrestling.
Right.
So how do we do that? How do we help people no matter what? It's like you said, it's not in 50 towns every night, but pretty much the first and third Saturdays, second and fourth Saturdays, you can find a local show. So how do we help people find good local indie wrestling where you can go in there and you can yell at the heel and he's going to yell back at you and you're part of the action? Help people find that. Help people find places on the internet, free and paid, where they can find some amazing, amazing wrestling. Because like you said, it's not dead. It's just a little different, and that's okay. That's okay. There's some phenomenal stuff going on, and I think, you know, don't put yourself through the torture of sitting through 3 hours of Raw when you could get a Highspots TV subscription and watch 3 hours of Kevin Steen.
That's right.
Why they have one thing on there, Mark? It's like a 7-part interview. It must be like 7 hours of interview with CM Punk, which yeah. I know that wouldn't be your.
No, actually, I have watched a little bit.
And it's pretty. I didn't. There was a lot of things about him I didn't know.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Because here's the thing: we talk about the WWE DVDs, and they're great, but there are some things that are whitewashed a little bit.
Oh, listen, I just watched Eric Bischoff's 4.5-hour shoot interview with RF Video.
Really?
I mean, and he tells the other side of the story. Probably the truth is somewhere in between. But it's not this, you know, like he talks about on there, man. This perception that I had a blank check to do anything I wanted to do, and that the only reason we were successful was because I was, you know, spending Ted Turner's money is just not true.
Yeah.
You know, he said, there's this perception that I stole all these guys from the WWF. And he said, Hulk Hogan wasn't under contract anymore. I didn't steal anybody. Kevin Nash and Scott Hall's contract were up. They called me. I didn't steal anybody.
Right.
So, you know, you need to find the other side of the story as well.
Yeah.
I mentioned it. I'll share the Bischoff interview with you so you can check it out.
And that sounds like that'd be a good upcoming gimmick table.
Oh, I think it's going to make its way on there.
And that's one thing that's not going to change. That's one thing that's been fun doing, and we want to keep having the gimmick table, you know, DVDs that are, you know, 15 or 20 bucks that you can spend, click on that banner, and it's good wrestling, and it helps you be a well-rounded wrestling fan, and some of it's the wrestling you grew up with, and some of it's the wrestling you need to watch now. And maybe that needs to be our subtitle for the show: the wrestling you need to watch now.
That's right. The wrestling your kids need to grow up on.
Right. There was another thing I was going to ask you, but for the first
time. You're still ranting, Raven. That's all right.
My what?
You're still ranting and raving a little bit. Like, you still got a little leftover. I can just tell you got a little leftover stuff you need to get out of your system.
I do. I do. And eventually we'll get around to it. I'm sure there'll be another rant. I'm sure if WrestleMania season 2015 doesn't go as planned, there'll be another well time.
See, that's where you and I differ. If WrestleMania does go as planned, that's when I'll be upset. I don't want it to go as planned, because right now it seems to me we already kind of know what the card is.
Well, yeah.
Ultimately, the goal is for Roman Reigns to walk out, defeat Brock Lesnar as the new champion. I just hope that changes. Not because I don't like any of those guys. I don't like it to be that predictable.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I want to not know what's going to happen.
But not in the sense.
I feel like I know months and months and months ahead of time what's going to happen. There's no interest there for me to watch it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. See, I think it's good in some ways to know what's going to happen. Like the Bound for Glory card, it would have been nice to know that more than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to be able to promote your show and put your
right
card, but when you're 6 or 7 months out and everybody's saying, well, it's a foregone conclusion that this is the main event and this is the final outcome of the show, there's no suspense there.
Right.
But if you'd have watched The Sixth Sense, all right, spoiler alert for anybody who hadn't seen it, but if you'd have watched The Sixth Sense knowing Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, the movie wouldn't have been as good.
Well, that's true. I tend to read the spoilers before I watch any movies. I'm that kind of guy.
I don't understand that. I just don't. I don't want to know everything that's going to happen.
Because here's my thing. If I can read the spoiler, now, it's not like this with wrestling, but if I can read the spoiler and I'm still interested enough to watch it,
yeah,
then that's something special. But I've saved a lot of money and a lot of 2 hours of time reading movie spoilers and averting disaster.
Except for Transformers 2.
Transformers 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I haven't watched the new one yet.
Oh. Oh, Mark. Your nephew's going to try to talk you into it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to watch it with your nephew. Ask one of those uncle things.
I'm going to watch
it. You have to bite the bullet. So, Mark, moving forward, what do you want to say to our listeners about? I mean, what I want to talk about what they want to listen to.
Yeah. I don't really want to say anything to them. I'm just kidding. I just want them to listen to me. You know, I don't really want to get any feedback. That's not true. I mean, it's coming out wrong. It's coming out wrong. The show's not going to change.
Right. No. I'm just saying, you know, if
format's not changing.
But if somebody says, hey, what did you guys think of the Generico Steen feud? Boom. That's an episode.
Right. I want to be able to discuss that stuff.
Or if you have questions like, hey, you guys are talking about Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. What is that about? Where is that at? Where can I find it? Boom. We're going to tell you. You're going to find out. I think, like I said, it's a fresh start. It's a new day for the Double Drop Kick Show. We're laying down some new audio kick butt this week. So if you have, so here's what you need to do. If you haven't heard all the previous episodes, you need to go back. You need to educate yourself on this sheer force of awesomeness that is the Double Drop Kick Show. Listen, this is not bragging. This is a fact. We're the only wrestling podcast like this.
Yeah, I think so.
I've tried to listen to a bunch of other wrestling podcasts, okay? Some of them are great. Some of them not so great. My point being, we want to be different. But we also want to be a service to the wrestling industry and to wrestling fans. I would love if through our show, the WCW fans that quit watching wrestling altogether when WCW folded and was bought by Vince McMahon, and they said, well, I don't want to watch that. I think you'd find, you know, if you grew up watching Mid-Atlantic, there's some of this indie stuff online that would harken you back to those days, in my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, there's some promos being cut, and you're just not seeing them. And you know, man, there's somebody listening to this, and you haven't watched wrestling in a long time, and you know you want to. It's accepted now. We're not geeks for watching wrestling. Everybody watches wrestling. And you're looking for the wrestling you grew up with. You're looking for something that harkens back to a better day and a better time before you started getting acne all over your face and started wanting to talk to girls. You want to harken back to those days when life was good and life was perfect and you're in the right place. The Double Dropkick Show. Mark, speaking of spoilers, what should the fans be looking for in the next episode? Season 2, we'll call it.
Oh, man, we got all kinds of stuff coming up, man. We're going to talk about Shane Douglas. They're going to find out a little bit more about you.
That's right. It's going to be the Heath Mulligan and the Mark Whitman shoot interview.
That's right. That's what you've all been wanting. You've seen the shoot interviews. You're going to get a 20-question shoot interview with me and a 20-question shoot interview with Heath. So.
Because we want to start season 2 off right. Some of you may not know us. You may not care to know us. But to know some personal things about us, our taste in wrestling, not rehashing what we talked about on the show, but we're, you know, the hard-hitting questions that no one will ask the president, we're going to ask each other.
That's right. That's right. Like, who do you like better, Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Who do you like better, Coke or Pepsi? Those kind of hard hitting questions.
Hey,
the important stuff in life. We're both Mountain Dew guys.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be a Mountain Dew. You know, you talked on the Rand episode about trying to lose weight. I have gained 8 pounds.
Woo.
The trainer that comes to our church and works with us, he just kind of shook his head. Mark, my wrestling dream, my wrestling career continues to slip away as it has for the past 25 years.
Yeah, it's just slipping through your fingers, man, like sand through the hourglass.
Well, anyway, please, thank you for your support. 4,000 downloads, all of those can't be my mom. Thank you so much for all your
support. None of them are your mom.
That's right. She doesn't – I don't even think she knows. I try to keep this from her. She doesn't even know what we're doing in her basement.
I know.
That's one thing that won't change. We will continue to broadcast from my mom's basement.
And we're going to keep on eating Star Crunches and keep on drinking Mountain Dew. And keep on talking about the wrestling you grew up with.
Mark, where can people find you on Twitter?
At the DDK Show.
I'm at Heath Mulligan. DoubleDropKick.com is our website. Double Dropkick Show on Facebook. Hey, give us a like. Click that thumbs up. You know, just like dude, pull the Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Give us a, and give us a thumbs up. Then go over to our group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. A lot of great conversations going on there, Mark.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. I've been enjoying that, getting to know people and kind of interacting with people a little bit. That's a cool thing, man.
A lot of good questions the other day. I think somebody asked, you know, why did they pronounce people's names wrong? And I love that.
Yeah,
I loved that whole, I love that conversation.
Yeah, and that's right up your alley, man. That kind of stuff's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, I'm the grammar police. So here's the thing. This whole thing is supposed to be a conversation. Most podcasts are one-way communication. That is absolutely not what we want this to be. You know, coming up, we're going to be talking about Shane Douglas. What if he had not thrown the NWA belt down? What would have happened? You know, Mark's getting 20 questions. You know, I'm getting 20 questions.
Hey, we're going to talk about Survivor Series.
Yes, we got a Survivor Series show planned. That's coming up. Listen, so send us Facebook comments. Send us a tweet. Send us a good question. Like, send us a good comment about, you know, Shane Douglas or Survivor Series, we'll read that on the air. We will make you a celebrity. That's
right. You'll be like a Z-list celebrity, just like us.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, we want it to be a conversation. We don't just want you to consume the show and that's it. We want you to listen to the show. We want it to spark something in your mind that makes you go to Facebook and say, oh, hey, you guys said this on the show. What do you think about this? That's what we want. That's not asking too much, is it?
No, I don't think it is. It's weird because I can see your face over the Skype thing. And you look mad sometimes. From the angle I'm viewing you.
Listen, I'm just, you know, hey. I'm going to break kayfabe here. We're doing this over Skype. Mark can see me. I can't see him.
Right. Because I'm so low tech, I don't even have a webcam on my computer. And I've got my headphones plugged into the microphone cord and using my headphones as a microphone. I'm low tech, brother.
You're low tech, but not low class. So anyway.
That's debatable.
So anyway, this has been the season finale.
For me, last week was the season finale.
This is season 1.5.
This is like this show right here that you're listening to is like that little teaser that they do for the new season.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm looking at this.
Like, we're telling you who's going to be wrestling next week on the show.
Right. So check it out.
So, speaking of the wrestling we grew up with, speaking of this being a teaser, one thing that's not going to change is how this show ends every week. And that's by me. Huh?
How's that?
That's by me saying, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.
Cool. Perfect. You're low tech, but not low class. So anyway.
That's debatable.